26 minutes after 4, South African time on this beautiful, hot Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha. Yes, it's the second of Rajab 1444. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our beloved wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and of course our beloved teacher, respected senior honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the second of Rajab 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the clear criterion, and verse number 2. Chapter 25 and verse 2. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in yesterday's lesson that He, Almighty Allah, revealed the Furqan, the criterion, the clear distinction, piecemeal gradually, on the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا, so that he, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be the warner with love and compassion internationally, universally. Here you can read two ways. If you're reading نَذِيرًا لِلَّذِي, you call it noon, noon قُتْنِي, like cotton. So قُتْنِي, so you're joining the two sentences, the two words. And if you stop there, نَذِيرًا, and then you read أَلَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ, so all that is permissible. So today's lesson, chapter 25, verse 2, الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض, الذي, to him Almighty Allah alone, له, for him is exclusively, ملك السماوات والأرض, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. Who can say they are the owner of the sun, the moon, the celestial creation, and the land and the sand? We are but temporary owners. We die, the company then collapses, and the empire crumbles. Every day we are seeing this in different parts of the world. So lahu, only exclusively for him, Almighty Allah, mulku samawati wal ard, is the dominion, the kingdom and sovereignty and majesty of the heavens and the earth. Walam yattakhid walada, never did he take a child. The Christians say Jesus is the Son of God, and then they say he's God and Trinity. So who was running the entire universe before the birth of Jesus? Who was running the entire universe when Jesus was being crucified? Who was running the world when Jesus was buried in the tomb? So all these are questions no Christian can answer. So therefore we stimulate their minds to tell them, you have to believe in true monotheism, Tawheed, that is our foundation. And once we believe in that, then remember and we build our contact and re-establish our connection with with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then no might in the world can then shake us, because we have placed our trust solely only in Almighty Allah, and we have firm conviction and belief in Him. Wahdahu la sharika lahu, He's one alone and absolutely no partner, no associate. وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا, no farishta, no angels, no malaika are his daughters, as they the polytheists, idol worshippers in Mecca would assume and presume. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ, and he does not have any partner, associate in his kingdom and in his sovereignty. He alone, it belongs to him, مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءَ, he is the king of kings. He sometimes gives you power, sometimes snatches it away, and we see elections and how people get humiliated and disgraced. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ, so absolutely no partner, associate in the kingdom. And then وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, he created everything, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You say your wife gave birth last night, yesterday, to the baby boy, the baby girl. How handsome your son is, how attractive, beautiful your daughter is. But you worried about that, you forgot the Creator. Almighty Allah challenges all the professors, all the scientists, the entire human race and creation. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَا وِجْتَمَعُولًا. Chapter number 22, Suratul Hajj, regarding pilgrimage, and verse number 73, never ever, nor today nor tomorrow, right till the day of justice, the day of judgment, can they create one single fly. Even one single fly they can't create. Wala wijtama'ula, even if all of them get together for that purpose. So who is the exclusive Khaliq, creator? He Almighty Allah alone. Why? Ensoulment has to take place. You have to insert the spirit, the soul, into that creation. Who can do that? Only Almighty Allah. People today, scientists, professors, doctors, they're trying everything to find out how the soul, the spirit leaves the body. That also they cannot comprehend. So how are you going to take the soul and insert it into that which you made created? Therefore, creator, la khaliqa illa hu. There is no creator except him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, wa la malika illa hu. There is no real owner, ultimate owner, except him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, he created the entire universe alone. فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا, and then he proportioned it properly. I am 6 feet tall. If I had to keep on growing, then where I should land up? I'm wearing size 13 sandals and shoes. If the feet had to keep on growing, what size I should be wearing? Size 30, where I should look for it? So each one of us think about that. You take our teeth, and when we were born, no teeth. Then came the milk teeth. Then came the permanent teeth. Now take every organ, every lump of ours and see. فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا, he proportioned it according to the way he wants to, and perfectly, so that we can become an asset to humanity and the creation, and we don't become a liability and a menace to society. Wonder in the creation of Almighty Allah, never wonder in the essence of Almighty Allah. تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ. So that is our message to all humanity, jinn, and the entire creation. Let's take you around the world, news, views, and interviews. Burkina Faso, you did very well. Burkina Faso told the French troops, 400 of them there in Burkina Faso, you got 1 month. You pack up and you move from here, otherwise we will sort you out. Remember, French are those people who occupied, that is, Algeria for 132 years. They occupied Tunisia 75 years. They considered this Africa and Arab countries to be second class, third class. They gave them independence, and 14 countries, they said, you must still pay tax and the money must be deposited there in France. So this is economic slavery. So that is what France wants. Shame on you, Macron. Thereafter, you must remember Russia is winning the war. You see, I told you that Putin is a big harami. Now the Western sources are saying, BBC said it last night, this morning. So again they repeated it. The information war is being won by Russia. What they mean by that? Among the NATO countries, when you go to their population and their people, then you will find that they are saying Russia was correct in invading Ukraine and invading NATO, because they are the guilty party. So America is guilty, NATO is guilty, and Ukraine is guilty. So remember, the tide is turning in favor of Russia. We told you these things, but you don't listen. Rishi Rich, this big problems for him. He says from his own party, Nadeem Zahrawani or Zahrani, so Zahrawi, whatever his name is, he must be investigated for the tax problems and tax corruptions. So they facing big problems, Richie Rich and all of them there. Four Americans found guilty for sedition, and now this is the second time, so they got six people. Now the sentencing will take place. These six will be facing jail term for many, many decades, it seems so. Big problems in America. Saudi Arabia announced for this year already that in the past 3 weeks, more than 100,000 people have come for Umrah and entered the kingdom. So, mashallah, more and more people are going for the minor pilgrimage. Allah Jalla Wala take every Muslim and Muslimah to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, the Haramain Sharifain, and Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Sweden, big problems there with the burning of the Quran, and now Turkey has mobilized and organized its people and will block their way towards NATO. So big problems for Sweden, and this is provocation of the Muslims, so therefore they deserve what they are getting. And then we find Serbia also, the Western envoys and politicians are putting a great amount of pressure on Serbia that Kosovo, you must recognize them and let Kosovo enter into the European Union. So that front also, there's big problem. Then AfriForum here in South Africa, the Afrikaner, they told the government that now we are all fed up of all this load shedding. We're going to go off the grid and start our own thing. And they already got the finances and everything. It just legislation will be something they'll have to change and allow private people, private organizations. They should do that. Israel in big trouble. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken is going to visit Israel. They're seeing Israel is heading for imploding and implosion and for civil war. So before the whole Israel falls apart, America will try and so forth. So remember, save them. But they won't be able to save them in time to come. See Pompeo. You know Pompeo? He was the Secretary of State during Trump's time. He says that, and he told Netanyahu, you're spreading a lot of rumors and false rumors for your own political gain. That's an old game of his. Remember Netanyahu. He's a big war criminal and a big, big liar. Lavrov is in South Africa and he's cutting deals with the South African government, and they're all part of BRICS and so forth. Pakistan, big problems there, blackout, and remember load shedding. Half the country, one third of the country doesn't have lights there. You Christians, what are you going to say about this? I want to ask you. There was a priest, and this priest's name was McCoy. So McCoy committed suicide, you see, now a few years ago. And before committing suicide, he arranged an orgy party, a sex party, in Newcastle, UK. He said, let me go out with a bang. Let me go from here. And he commits suicide. This whole Christian church is filled with pedophilia, is filled with sex orgies, and filled with all unsavory activities. You must study them and see. Now America and Israel want to intimidate Iran. 140 planes flying and so forth, dozens of ships in joint drills. This is a message to Iran. That. But they can't do it alone. What a shame for them. So Iran says, you go to hell. We will still send our kamikaze, you understand, drones and what have you, to Russia. We are independent. You don't come dictate to us. Shias are there. We say Shias are non-Muslim, but we agree with Iran 100%. If Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, has the right to nuclear, so why should Iran not have the right to nuclear? Again, the white hegemony. And France has freed RT. RT is the media of Russia. And remember, so they in France now, you can't catch it like some countries today. So Russia says there will be retaliation. So that's the news, views and interviews you have. Cry for our beloved country, because you know that today or so they're saying there's going to be national shutdown and so many other things and so forth. Allah alone have mercy on us. Wherever there are problems, Allah Jalla Wala protect the innocent people. Remember that they have so many challenges. The last thing they need is people protesting and smashing other people's cars and shops and businesses. Allah protect each one of us. Everyone read, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Hafidu, Ya Hafidu. Oh, beloved Allah, envelope us in your special, special mercy. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Chapter 7, verse 151.
So somebody is saying here that why are the Arabs being evicted from Tel Aviv, Ustad?
Remember this, the whole Israel policy is based on apartheid. They say that you must be a Jew, and Israel is for the Jews, and Arabs and so forth, whether it's Muslims or whether it's Christians, are second, third, fourth class citizens. They call them Goyim, they call them Gentile, they call them Ummiyin. Laysa alayna fil Ummiyin sabil. So they can push them wherever they want to and so forth, but you must remember the time is coming now, and you can see that Israel is on the verge of a civil war and imploding, and now this will be their last phase. Almighty Allah gave it to the Muslim for centuries and so forth, then gave it to the Christians for 88 years, the Crusaders, now gave it to the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists for 75 years, but now remember the decline starts and then they will lose it, and it will come back to the rightful owners, the Palestinians and the Muslims. The writing is on the wall for Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi terrorist regime.
Somebody says that Mufti AK, why don't South Africans demonstrate at the Swedish embassy, especially the ulama that is supposed to be our leaders, Ustad?
Remember, we are dead against marching. What will happen in a march? You will have men, and then the women will come. Then there will be 101 intermingling. Then some women will not be dressed properly. Some men will not be dressed properly. Half the people marching, screaming, and so forth and so on, missing salat. All day, 90% just for the cameras and the TV and all that. It doesn't help all this. It's counterproductive. You want to do something good, so you must send your email to all the, you know, Swedish embassies throughout the world and tell him how what they are doing. They are fermenting the violence. They are the ones who are provoking the 1 billion Muslims and so forth. It's for the Arab countries and Muslim countries to tell Sweden, we will sever diplomatic ties with you. We will have economic boycott for you for 6 months, 3 months. We won't buy any of your products. Then see, dance all the popper dance. So the only way you can harm America, Israel, Europe, whichever country it is, Israel, the rogue regime, or whoever, hit them in their pocket. Remember that. That is the most effective way. You're marching this, that, a waste of time, you must remember. Islamically, to march and all that is not even permissible according to our fatwa.
I see Brother Bradley says, I like the way Muslims, they pray in the mosque. can I join them in prayer even though I'm not a Muslim? I find it easier than making yoga, Ustad.
Yes, you must come there 100% breadly, and maybe when you come there, you will find some good Muslim guy giving you some bread also. And it's very good. It's an act of complete submission, surrender to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And that is why. And let me share one secret with you, Bradley. You see, the tree is standing up whole life. You see, other creation, they're bending down certain plants and so forth. They're in bowing down. Some creation, you find completely crawling and so forth. They are there in surrendering and submission. You and me, oh brother Bradley, we are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbihah. So we stand, we bow down, we sit down, we submit and surrender ourselves in sujood, in prostration. So therefore, you will find the worldly benefit and spiritual benefit. So you must take a complete bath head to toe, and thereafter you dress modestly, and then you go to the mosque and tell them Mufti AK sent me here so that I can observe how you pray and teach me how to pray, and thereafter, inshallah, if I'm sincere, then I will embrace Islam. Nobody will prevent you, my brother, but you must have that sincere quest for peace and for the truth and justice. So that is what you must beg Almighty Allah. You are groping in the darkness, and now you are to come to the nur and radiance and effulgence of Islam.
I've got a teacher, Ustad, from Umslanga. He says, you can call me Mr. T. And he says, you see, AK, my opinion for all airports throughout the world to allocate a single private entrance for those wearing headgear and scarves to allow everybody's freedom of their religious beliefs instead of having it removed in the public eye. What do you think, Ustad?
100% we agree with you. You must remember that they should have that, but you must remember every airport today in the world is trying to cut costs, not increase more and more costs. So they will tell you we're looking at the financial side and so forth. What they must do is what they do here at O.R. Tambo Airport. South Africa can teach the world a lot of things, right? When we travel, whether local, overseas, so especially nowadays is local, we're no more going overseas. So yet they will tell me that they want to see my hair. So I head over. I tell them, Baba, that there's no hair left there. So we make a joke. But before I even reach them, I take out the hat, you see. So they say, Fundisi, Amba, Amba, go, no problem. So for the ladies, you must remember, they ask them, that do you want, we can check you here, or you want to go to the room in seclusion and so forth. So they give you that option. So that is the best. Some women won't mind that, they, you know, just check them there in view of other people. And some women will take strong objection. So therefore, you must leave it to them. But if you're going to make separate all that, they will look at the cost involved and they will tell you, no, it's not feasible. So we have to take, you know, give and take in life. That is our opinion and suggestion for all airports.
So what is the future of Afrikaans in South Africa, Ustad?
Afrikaans is a wonderful language, but it got disgraced because of the apartheid policy. So I say that we must not confuse the two. You know, the Afrikaner, they never suffered from a inferiority complex. You take our Arab brothers, all these new words come. They don't look for Arabic words. They just take the English word and they say for strategy, strategia. You see, all that, they just put the alif lam in front and just use the English. That is foolishness, actually. It shows that you are suffering from an inferiority complex. In your heart and your mind, you feel that the white is right and the West is the best. So we must show Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest. You take, for example, Urdu, same thing. There, they just use English words and so forth. But the Afrikaner never did that. They made sure, if you study Afrikaans literature, so remember, they will look and invent the word and bring about an Afrikaner word. So therefore, Afrikaans, the language, is very good. Remember that. I love speaking Afrikaans Zulu, but I forgot half of it. So we were fluent in it, but no practice, you know. So nevertheless, apartheid we must condemn, but the Afrikaans language we must learn. Wa ikhtilafu alsinatikum wa alwanikum. Every Muslim should be multilingual. Why? Man ta'allama lughata qawmin amina min makrihim. See the jutlas, that every policeman of them, every army, they know Arabic little bit and so forth for their own agenda. So when you learn the language of a people, then you are safe and sound from their plotting, planning, scheming against you. So we Muslims need to learn African languages. My father, he knew Zulu, he knew Sotho, he knew Shangaan, he knew how many African languages and so forth. So we must learn all these type of things here. It's an asset and a manifestation of Almighty Allah's power. How everyone's complexion is different, so diversity in unity, you have different languages. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
I've got Elliot. He says that, nice listening to you every morning. I am a Jehovah. He says that, why are people so mean to Jehovah's Witness believers when they come to their door? I enjoy your show, Ustad. Elliot.
My brother Elliot, I want to pose one question to you. One is, you invite me to your house, right? Then you will honor me because you invited me. But if I come there uninvited, I knock on your door, you busy with your own activities, so am I not encroaching on your rights? Now you find these Jehovah's Witnesses, most of them, they will come to the house thumping with their Bible and telling us they want to speak this, speak that. I'm here now, 22 years plus, right, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, in Gauteng, Johannesburg region. I was in KwaZulu-Natal, Newcastle for 20 years with the help and mercy of Allah. It was a Sunday, and two girls, one male, one female, two people came, Jehovah's Witness, to my house there in Newcastle. So I asked them, yes, what can I do? They say, we want to discuss. I said, fine. I invited them inside my house. I said, sit here. What do you want to discuss? They said, we want to discuss justice. I said, excellent. I asked them first question, you male, female, you're married? They said, no. I say, you're not married, but you're going everywhere and you want to speak of justice. Do you think that is right? I'm asking you. So they already started to look down. So I already took the initiative away from them. Then I said, wait now here. So I went there in my study, I brought the Bible, I told them, and Elliot, you're going to do the same thing now or today. So, or in your leisure time, you go to the Bible, you just Google, two adulterous sisters. That's the subheading. And the main heading is Ezekiel. Ezekiel is your main heading, and your subheading is, that is, two adulterous sisters. When Sheikh Ahmed Didat had his debate, we say swaggered, but Mr. Didat had his own style. He said, Mr. Swaggart, you know what you have to do, Mr. Swaggart. He used to pull that, you know, and so forth. I'm giving you $100, $50. You read this passage from the Bible, two adulterous sisters. The way Swaggart read it, you will think he's not in Tarawih, but in Ferrari, you know. And Didat gave him that $50, $100, whatever. And he told him that, you know, under apartheid South Africa, we had a census board. And in that census board, there were two dominees, those Afrikaans, ne? Ons Parabiki Afrikaans. There were two predikants. So there were two priests in that census board. So Didat, Sheikh Ahmed Didat, took the numbers out and sent it to the census board. So the census board said, this portion here, they didn't realize it from the Bible, is pornography. So he went to the Sunday Tribune. I have it. You can Google Sunday Tribune and you will see two adulterous sisters, pornography, according to South African Census Board under apartheid. So that is the problem you have, Elliot. You want to come teach us this, but the Bible is filled with pornography, filled with incest. You got so many different versions of the Bible that the virgins also are confused, my brother Elliot, and you come uninvited. So therefore, people get so upset. Be like us, that we wake up early, we cry to Allah, Ya Allah, guide Elliot, guide this one, that one, all of them. And you wake up early. We really appreciate that because you yourself know there's a vacuum in your life. Something is missing. So, AK, I don't like him or I like him, but I like what he's saying. It's not we, my brother. We are just showing you the only truth, and that is Islam. So, therefore, we're not inviting you, but we want you to draw that distinction. You see, Surah Furqan, chapter 25, 77 verses, between truth and falsehood, my brother Elliot.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. I've got a new listener, Ustad. N-E-R-I-A-H. It says, I'm a sister, Naria. Would you like if I have to say that Islam is a dying religion? What's your answer, Ustad?
You must remember, my sister, when we speak, we don't speak with emotions. We speak what are the facts there. Whenever I tell you Christianity, or I tell you, you must remember Judaism, and all these religions are dying religion. It's not because I am saying it. Your own media is saying it, my sister. You just go to the archives, go to the documentaries of BBC, and see what BBC said. They said that Christianity and the cross, you know, you'll believe in the cross, you love to wear it, is declining and falling. And the crescent, if you look at the new moon now, shining in its glory and beauty. So the crescent is on the rise, and remember, the cross is declining, meaning Islam is spreading like wildfire, and Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, all these isms are falling, because you must remember Islam has the magnet. So it's not we only saying it, your own media is saying it. And therefore, the politicians want to demonize Islam and Muslims and connect them to terrorism, whilst we are the most sober people on the earth. No wine, no swine, nothing like that. The biggest terrorists are who? It's Israel, America. They are the ones who invade people's countries, people's land. And you know what happened in Iraq. You know what happened in Afghanistan. What's happening currently in Syria, Libya. So all the odds are stacked against the Muslims, but the Muslims are still smiling, and we have the true magnet. You don't have, you have a spaza magnet. So therefore, people say, if you don't understand, spaza is our South African terminology. We have the genuine and you have the imitation. So that's why, sister, brother, we will keep on announcing it and pronouncing it loudly, boldly, and clearly.
I've got Matthew. He says, if Israel withdraws from the West Bank, stops the blockade over Gaza, and supports the establishment of a Palestinian state, would Palestinians still live in peace with Israel, Ustad?
You must remember, you have to get out from the whole of Israel. That is what you have to do, because you got no say there. You came there as invaders. You came there as war criminals. Go and study your history before 14 May and of 1948. Go study what your Haganah gang did. Go study what your Stern the gang did. How they massacred, you must remember, the Palestinians, the indigenous. Go ask your Golda Meir and her family. She was holding a Palestinian passport. So you got no claim, no West Bank, no East Bank, no nothing. The whole thing belongs to Palestine. You have to pack up and go back there to Germany, go back to Europe, and go back to from wherever you came, because you are not a chosen people. You are a cursed nation and people. And you can see the curse of Allah on all of you now, that a coup is going to take place, inshallah.
Matthew says that, you know, AK, did Biden graduate near the top of his law school class?
He came right at the back. He lied to the American public. So you must remember. That's what they do. Day and night they're lying, my brother. They'll say, we want peace, like you Jutlas, we want peace, P-E-A-C-E. But every day you steal more pieces of land of the Palestinians. So what peace you want? We say the only solution, one settler, one bullet will settle all the issues.
Why is Uganda, Ustad, considered a third world country?
So the whole Africa is considered third world because the white hegemony only knows how to loot, how to plunder and rape our countries and steal our resources. What you think France is doing in Mali, in Burkina Faso, 132 years there in Algeria, 75 years there in Tunisia, for what you were there? Britain, how many countries they colonized? When you drive on the right-hand side South Africa, you must know Britain colonized them. You drive on the left-hand side, you must know America and their allies colonized them. So simple strategy for you to remember this. So because the African leaders, 90% of them, top to bottom, are corrupted, so they will give them millions and billions and so forth. They will become millionaire. The masses, their 20, 30, 50 million, and suffer and become third world, fourth world country. So that's how they function. I ask you one question. United Nations, they will have America, they will have Russia, they will have China, they will have France and UK. These are the five permanent members and they can just veto. The whole Africa, we got more than 50 countries, the largest continent in the world. How come they don't give you a representation? Why South Africa cannot have veto? Why Nigeria cannot have veto? Why Egypt cannot have veto? See, you are third world countries, man. You understood? You are good, you must just worship us, and then everything is fine. So that's the mentality they have brought about. You must remember this, and they make them suffer. So Africa, they make them the begging bowl of the world. So that is what Islam says. You must never do. So never suffer from the inferiority complex. Say, we have the best and we will share it with the rest.
I've got a brother here, Ustad. He says that we are two brothers and three sisters. No one of us, not one of us, want our mother to stay with us. She's 72 years old. Now the Molanas are saying that we won't get Jannat. What is wrong with your Molanas, Ustad?
Nothing wrong with us, Molanas. Your people's brains are gone warped. Allah's curse is on all five of you. You must remember, you two sons, where's your people's brains? You worshipping your wife and your children? You forgot everything your mother did for you? So remember this. Never mind what the Molana say. I'm telling you, every moment you are cursed. Remember that. You three daughters, what happened to you? You married and now you're gone. And now you want to take your mother and dump her in the old age home. Don't you have some shame? Don't you have some iman and haya? Remember, there's Sagira minor sin. There's Kabira major sin. Then there's Akbarul Kabair, the most heinous of crimes. And that is Uququl Walidain. That is when you are disobedient, disrespectful to your mother. Ma to Gurki Nurani Bati hai. The mother is the special light in the house. Allah. You want to deprive yourself and you want to invite the chastisement, punishment from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, go open there Al-Adabul Mufrad, Imam Bukhari's work. The Sahabi came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mana haqqu bi suhbati, who is more deserving that I must serve them the most? Qal Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Master alayhi salam said, Ummak, thumma ummak, thumma ummak, thumma abak. Your mother, your mother, your mother, then your father. Authentic hadith. So she carried us. She gave birth to us. She breastfed us. And today you got no time for her? Shame on you. Remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Kullu zambin insha'a fa'anhu wa insha'a zabahu. That it's a prerogative of Almighty Allah alone. Either he punishes people for their vices and crime or forgives them. Illa uquq al-walidain, except when you are disobedient to your parents and more so the mother. Fa inna Allah yu'ajjilu uquubatahu li sahibihi fil hayati qabla mawtihi. Almighty Allah will punish you definitely in this world before death overtakes you. Go, you two sons especially, tell your wife you don't like. Remember, wife, I can get many. Mother, I only have one. Bring your mother, apologize to her, kiss her hand and say, you stay here with me, and kaya palat jayega. See how Allah will bless you in this world and hereafter. And you don't do that, then remember, see, your whole empire will crumble in front of your eyes and you cursed. You daughters, you married, whenever you get the chance, opportunity, come to your mother, serve her, contact her telephonically and so forth. All five of you should be ashamed of yourself, that you don't want to care for your mother and you prepare to dump her in so oil. It's not we, it's Allah saying that, it's Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that. So inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mona Zahid Khan, 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and inshallah 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Remember, Allah alone knows whether the shutdown of South Africa will continue or not. Wherever you are, watch out. Wherever there's some danger, stay far away. May Almighty Allah grant us that ability that we do those actions that are pleasing to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best one to protect us, and He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.